took an arrow to the heart. I never kissed a man that tastes like yours. Strawberries and something more. Oh, you want it all. Lipstick on my guitar. Fill up the engines, we can drive real far. Not in the UK at the moment, because the petrol stations are limited to £30. You can't actually fill up your engine. So, hope the world's going all right where you are. It's not in the UK. Oh dear. Anyway, and it's getting cold again, you know, in the UK. And in many places, not just the UK, many places around the world, the cost of heating your home is going up, isn't it? And this is an issue for me, particularly. Only for me. As I've mentioned before on this. I was brought up in houses that very hot houses, you know. Ooh, I love it when you do it like that. I love it when you do it like that, Grandma. You always had the fire on, even in the summer. And in my house, I remember, we used to have the fire on and the windows open till the sunlight cracked. Absolutely horrendous thing to do for the environment and my parents' bank balance. But the problem is now it's in my blood. It's locked in. I need warmth. And people say, wear a jumper. What, on my legs? Wear two pairs of trousers. What, on my face? Wear a balaclava. What? I've not become one of the most successful comedians in the world to sit at home in a jumper, two pairs of trousers and a balaclava. And the thing is, looking back on my life, I didn't need this when I was a very young kid, like below 11. As I mentioned on this, I have no memories at all of my life before 11. Apart from kind of little flashes of memory. And I was told I was very, very cuddly. I have these flashes of being very cuddly. And I'd cuddle my grandma, my mum all the time. They'd have this chant to the tune of Mighty Mouse, the cartoon. And it was this. Mighty Nath, please come and cuddle me. I'm on my way. just totally, you know, totally normal. And then at 11, I was deemed too big to cuddle all the time, which led directly to sky-high fuel bills and global warming. Fire on, window open, global warming. So the solution is simple. To the shivers, you know. Ooh, love you when you do it like that. And when you're close up, you give me the shivers. There's a solution to the shivers. Cuddle. Cuddle more and never let go. You know, people are ridiculous about cuddling, aren't they? If you're my family, cuddle me. If you're my kids, cuddle me. This is why I've had kids. You know, it's 11 years old again, isn't it? You know, when people are 11, people go off cuddling. Get off, Dad, it's embarrassing. How's it embarrassing? What's embarrassing is if I have to have the fire on and open the window. That's embarrassing. It's embarrassing that I have to sit so close to the fire, my skin burns off. That's embarrassing. What's not embarrassing? It's coming in for a cuddle. What, we're going to watch TV or a film and not cuddle? What's the fucking point of that? Yes, I know we're only friends. What the fuck does that matter? This isn't sexual. This is something I did with my family. think that was sexual? I have no idea. I have no memory before I was 11. But almost certainly not, you know. Little flashes of memories give me the shivers. So for all those reasons, and more that I can't explain, just cuddle me, hold me tight, and never let me go. Mighty Nath, please come and cuddle me. I'm on my way.